Ambassador College bringing you vitally interesting facts on topics of public concern.
Evolutionists can come up with some of the craziest ideas. Did mosquitoes evolve from elephants? Well, I'll tell you, it makes just about as much sense to say they did as to say birds came from reptiles. And yet the theory of evolution argues that birds, all of the beautiful birds of the sky, from giant albatross out at sea and seagulls and the like to tiny little hummingbirds, came from ungainly, huge crocodiles. That's about as shocking as saying that men evolved from slime. But come to think of it, they say that too, don't they? You know, birds are amazing creatures, fantastically designed, each for a specific, different purpose. If you were to be told that modern jet airliners evolved, what would you say? Would you think it was credible that these huge roaring monsters of metal with complex power-driven control systems, hydraulic systems, intricate electronics, navigational gear, dizzying array of instruments, just put themselves together? A group of bits and pieces of portions of a shattered aircraft lying in a field somehow just became a flyable, gleaming metal monster to carry people safely to destination? If you can read of how over millions of years a near airplane grew a cabin, fuselage, fin, rudder, ailerons, and navigational equipment, you'd doubt the sanity of somebody writing a book like that. But, of course, somebody would say, well, that's all man-made. That's a manufactured piece of equipment. And, of course, we're talking about living creatures. Well, did the miracle of flight come from frayed, loosely hanging fish scales? Because let me tell you that there is such a thing as college-level textbooks on the subject of evolution, which argue that reptilian creatures may have brushed against a rock, and from loosely hanging frayed scales on the bodies of reptiles, birds' feathers gradually evolved. Do you ever wonder why Hebrew babies are not born circumcised? I'll let you ponder that a while, but if loosely hanging frayed fish scales become feathers of birds, you and I are both crazy. You're talking of complex living creatures, amazingly little creatures of flight, with more amazing navigational equipment and a pea-sized brain and a tiny tongue that can travel over 12,000 miles than can be contained in the modern INS inertial navigation systems in jet aircraft. Now, I happen to be type-rated in jet aircraft. I have flown many hundreds of thousands of miles in jet aircraft with myself at the controls, and I have used the most modern and sophisticated technology available. The same kind of systems that took men to the moon, inertial navigation systems, which I have found will split a runway probably 1,600 nautical miles and further away, and can get you to a runway at a distant airport within 1 mile